Good morning, little Miss Goody Two-Shoes. Still out beating the pavement for signatures? Still trying to make this great big government of ours responsive to the people?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you nut.
Herb, I am trying to effect a change in our society, which I believe...
I know.
I know this is ridiculous, but would you consider signing one of our petitions?
Absolutely not. Herbert R. Tarlick doesn't sign anything. Besides, I read somewhere that solar energy is dangerous. It leaks or something.
It's nuclear energy that leaks.
Everything leaks. Water, oil, you name it. It's the nature of things. Where's my comb? Somebody stole my comb.
Herb.
What?
At this very moment, I despise you with every fiber of my being.
Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
Here, Herb.
Thanks. Les, get your own comb. Combs are personal. This is very upsetting, Les. You know what I mean?
More upsetting than a nuclear power plant leak.
Darn right.
My God.
I had to look my best. I was going on the air.
It's radio, you idiot.
Guess what? There's been a leak. I bought a house. It's across the river in Landersville. Oh, it's lovely. A big old Victorian with a wonderful backyard. I can't wait to fix it up. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, Jennifer, that's wonderful.
Congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you.
How much?
$125.
Sorry, Les.
I was wondering if any of you big, strong men here at the station could help me move this weekend.
You can count on me.
Thank you.
You always listen through a door before you come into a room. Little trick I picked up years ago down in Juarez. I was in Vera Cruz. Les, you ought to try to control your drooling.
Johnny, would you help me move this weekend?
I'll be there. And I will be exclusively in charge of your bedroom furniture.
Sorry, I get the bedroom furniture.
Sorry, pal.
Too late.
What do I get, Jennifer?
The piano? Either that or the kitchen utensils. Think about it, Herb.
Piano or kitchen utensils? What to do, what to do?
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you. Bailey, are you sure you don't want another blender?
No, thanks. You gave me two last year.
You know, I've often heard that moving is a dreadful experience, but so far this has been kind of easy.
So far.
Ta-ta. Well, Miss Marlowe, my assistant Snibley and I have brought this frightfully heavy but charming piece of furniture all the way from the truck.
Thanks awfully, Reg.
Hey, Mama, where you want this sucker?
Upstairs.
Upstairs?
That's right.
Hey, you know what? I think it looks good right down here. Heck yeah, you can come down here in the morning, cook breakfast, and get dressed right down here in the kitchen.
You're cute.
What do you want on upstairs?
Third floor.
On the third floor.
Coming through, make way. Jennifer's jewelry.
Hide the guard.
I'd just like to go on record as saying, if someone doesn't come out here and help me pretty soon, I'm going home and leaving the piano in the street.
What's wrong with you, Herb? You mean not tell us that you can't lift the piano all by yourself?
I say, Smedley, I think the chap is a bit of a sissy.
That's
real funny. You think that's funny? When I moved, no one helped me. Hell, I couldn't even get Mayflower interested.
Ask Les to help you.
I can't. He hasn't spoken to me since I spit on him.
Please don't leave my piano in the street.
Not gonna work this time. Jennifer?
Les, put the knife down. Herb, show me this piano.
You can't lift it.
I know, I want to play it.
This is a really nice house, Jennifer.
Thank you, Les.
Seems like a rather large home for just one person.
Yes, it is.
You know, my great aunt Eureka Nessman lived in a house like this once, all alone. She had a little parakeet and used to let it fly free throughout the house.
Really?
And then she bought another parakeet and another and more until finally there were thousands of parakeets. And the mess they made was beyond belief. Aunt Eureka had gone insane, of course, living all alone in a house very much like this one.
Jennifer.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Do you have any soft drinks?
Yes, I do. Les, would you like a drink?
No, thank you. I think I'll have a look around that dark cellar of yours.
Sit down, guys. You know, Les is a very strange person.
Yeah, hope you didn't move just to find that out.
Hey, what is this, a strike?
Two more drinks coming up.
Hey, you know what?
What?
That dresser looks great sitting right there on the steps. I'd leave it there if I was you.
Hi, I'm Ken Dahlquist. I live next door.
Oh, hello. I'm Jennifer Marlowe, your new next door neighbor.
Really?
Yes. These are my friends. You know, I think I'm going to love your neighborhood. It's so quiet, and all the streets are lined with those big, beautiful oak trees.
I can't believe this. I really can't believe this is happening to me.
Would you like to sit down?
Okay.
Could I get you a drink?
Yeah, sure, anything.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm all out.
That's just fine. That's great.
Think we ought to get a blanket and cover him up?
Unless someone comes out here right now and helps me with this piano, I'm never, ever going to speak to any of you again for as long as I live.
Someone really should help Herb.
Oh, that's no problem. Ken? Ken?
Huh?
Jennifer wants you to go out into the street and help move a piano.
Yes, of course.
I think you are going to like it here, Jennifer. Ken will come over every night, draw your bath, do your nails.
That's the front door. Would somebody please get that?
I can't, because I'm dealing with a mental picture right now.
Well, I'm certainly not going to get it. I'm the senior officer afloat.
I'll get it. Hi. No one answered the door, so I just came in. I'm Dottie Dahlquist. I live next door.
I just met your husband. I'm Jennifer Marlowe, your new next door neighbor.
Really?
Yes. These are my friends.
Hi, Dottie.
I can't believe this is happening to me. Would you like to sit down?
Thanks.
Jennifer, where do you keep those blankets?
Here, try drinking a little of this. Listen, Dottie, Jennifer is one of the finest people I've met. I'd love to have her for a neighbor.
I know. I'm sorry. Oh, please forgive me. I'm so embarrassed. That was so rude of me to behave that way. Welcome to the neighborhood, Jennifer. I mean, my gosh, you can't help it if you're the best-looking woman I've ever seen.
Oh. Dottie, I predict that you and Jennifer are going to be really good friends. I can see both of you borrowing sugar from each other, out there gardening together.
You're right.
Going shopping.
Yeah, then in the summer you can go sunbathing together.
Oh, my God.
Anybody home?
May I help you?
I'm Wayne Craven from the phone company. I represent a new service we have called Welcome Neighbor. Just our friendly little way of saying hi. How's it going? We're here to help.
Well, isn't that nice?
nice. Mr.
Craven.
Craven. These are my friends and my neighbor, Dottie.
Hey, Wayne.
How are you?
You all have phones, do you? Oh, good.
Jennifer, I heard noises in the cellar. Not the normal kind, but disembodied voices. That would suggest this house is not necessarily haunted, but certainly contains some type of force, some remnant of a previous owner. May I check the attic?
I guess so.
Thank you.
Let's go get that bureau.
Hey, Bonica works there on the steps.
May I sit down?
Help yourself, pal.
Dottie, how are you feeling now?
I feel just terrible.
Everything is going to be just fine.
What seems to be the problem here?
Well, her Lavender Princess phone exploded this morning.
I'm sure your marriage is strong enough to withstand something like this.
Well, of course it is. It's just a phone.
How long have you been married?
11 years.
There, you see, huh? Any kids?
Yeah, a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. Ah, oh, that's great. That's the tie that binds. Right, Fever?
More or less.
Well, you know, you're all being so kind. Gee, I feel much better now.
Hey, that's great. Come on, Fever. Let's get this thing finished.
All right, I've had enough of this physical action. What about the life of the mind?
Hey, you know what? We've got to have barbecues together. Lots and lots of barbecues. At least once a week.
Look, Ken, Dottie is here.
Hi, Dottie. How's it going?
Fine.
Good. Well, we got the piano in the driveway. It won't be long now.
Hey, Ken, we better get going. 60 Minutes is coming on.
So? We'll miss it.
He hasn't missed 60 Minutes in 8 years. He even liked point counterpoint. Dottie, here. Mr. Craven, I would like to ask you a question about the phone company.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Fire away.
You know, the phone company won't give you a specific time when they'll come to install your phone. So you have to wait all day long, and like most people, I work and can't take the whole day off.
Uh-huh.
Well, could you tell me why that is?
Of course. It's like that because we don't have any competition.
I see.
Jennifer, this is Mr. Furgood. Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Furgood has a petition. I signed it, and I think you should sign it. What's it for?
We're petitioning the city council to help us stop the 14-story office building that's going up on the corner.
Uh-huh. What corner?
Your corner. Four houses from here.
Well, of course I'll sign your petition. We'll all sign it.
Surely the city council will help.
Half the city council members are in the back pocket of the real estate developers. It's like that in most cities.
But there must be some honest council members.
A few, but most of them get their political contributions from the builders. Money talks in the world. This earth of ours is no Garden of Eden. It's more like a dark, foreboding place where virtue is often ripped apart by incessant greed.
Have you noticed that all the men in Landersfield are going bald? I wonder if there's a nuclear power plant in this area.
I don't believe this. I don't believe this is happening to me, of all people. Everything always goes my way.
I'm getting the house, the kids, the cars, and the ice maker.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Dottie. You're not talking divorce just because I moved here.
Oh, no. This all started way before that. At the country club dance. I saw Ken out on the 18th green with Madge Pender. They said they were putting, but they didn't have putters.
I give up. I'm going to get myself a good lawyer,
and I'm going to nail Ken's hide to the nearest Holiday Inn. Night, Jennifer. Welcome to Landersville. Where is he?
Out there.
Thanks.
I need a drink. I think there's a bottle of sherry in one of those boxes.
I'll find it.
Mr. Carlson, this is not working out.
It's not?
No, there has been a divorce and an office building in the past 5 minutes. I think we ought to be going.
I just about got this moving thing finished.
Jennifer, I guess it's about time for all of us to leave.
I guess so. Thank you all so much.
Ah, ha! Two bottles of sherry.
I'll take one. And you take one.
You're a classy dame, Marlo.
So are you, Johnny.
Excuse me?
Well, that's it for us. And we are not coming back here until you get an elevator.
Thanks, guys.
What's that?
This is a new kind of shovel.
Well, I lost it. Ken and I just about had it. And then this woman just sort of grabbed Ken, and the piano rolled out of the driveway and down the street. I chased it. I chased it for about two blocks. But you live on an incline, and the thing just kept getting faster and faster.
You raced a piano?
Yeah.
That damn Herb's all right.
My beautiful piano is gone.
Yeah.
Well, you tried.
I was hoping you'd see it that way.
Let's go, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you all so much, really. Bye.
Bye-bye. You okay?
Now, I'm sure. Jennifer, this house is definitely emitting something. If I were you, I'd be very, very careful.
Thank you, Les. Get him out of here.
Yeah, all right. Come on, Lester. Let's see you and me slip on down to the graveyard.
You don't joke about things like that, Travis.
Well, baby, I guess it's just you and me.
Take off, Wayne.
Sure. And you know what would be fun? I mean, really fun. The kind of fun you don't see every
Jennifer,
day.
At least we got your bench.
Thanks, Andy. Good night, Wayne.
Good night, Wayne.
Good night.
Hey, sorry things didn't turn out so well.
That's not so bad. I have a beautiful Victorian home and a neighborhood with oak trees and kids, and I can handle the city council.
Oh, yeah? How about Ken and Dottie?
I'll think about that tomorrow.
Good night.
Excuse me, miss. You live here?
Who wants to know?
Landersville Police. This woman claims your piano rolled down the street and rear-ended a hatchback.
Sit down, folks. Sherry?
Oh, sorry. I'm on duty.
I wouldn't mind some.
Oh, by the way, there's a sex pervert in the neighborhood posing as an employee of the phone company.
He's quite nice.
Yes, it is.
Well, what happened?
I beg your pardon?
Last night at that house, did anything happen?
Well, I met a lady whose car I have to replace, and I discovered we have a sex pervert in the neighborhood.
No, no, I mean, did anything unusual happen?
Oh, you mean unusual?
Yes, you know.
Well, there was the sound of a door slamming, or maybe it was a shutter. And then suddenly lightning and thunder. Then the lightning and thunder and wind disappeared as quickly as they came. After my guests had gone, I checked with the television news, and they reported that the skies had been clear throughout the Cincinnati area all night long. No inclement weather at all.
I knew it.
So I decided to turn in around midnight.
Midnight? Never turn in at midnight.
Is that wrong?
Well, of course it is.
Well, I didn't know, Les.
Grow up, Jennifer.
All right. Anyhow, I start to hear these noises on the third floor.
such strange noises. I couldn't decide if it was a sound or a voice.
You have a very evil house. I knew that. I knew it. Go on.
Well, then I started to climb the stairs to the third floor. And as I did, the hall light went out. Well, I just froze. I couldn't go back because I couldn't see. But I could go forward because from under the third floor bedroom door, a light appeared. Something or someone was in that room. But that door is always locked. I don't really know what happened next. I thought I might faint because there was a force, a power. So I turned around and the thing spoke to me.
Well, what did it say?
It said, "Where's Les?"
What?
It said, "Where's Les Nessman?" So I said, "He's gone home. But if you'll come down to the kitchen, I'll give you his phone number and address." And so I did, and the thing thanked me, and it went away. WKRP. Les, it's for you.